is too short for that. I want to spread it around, that honky-tonkin' sound. Cause it's a short time to live and a long time in the grind.
This is Edward from the Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collages.
Rock, rock.
You know, WMFO is a real treasure that we all freely share. From Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, jazz to J-pop, classic rock with or without journey, WMFO brings you all sorts of music that you might otherwise miss listening to commercial radio. Lots of our DJs will even play your requests on the air. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? On WMFO, you can time travel, you can freestyle, and you can ruminate. We'll open your mind to alternative politics and conspiracy theories. Plus, every Wednesday night, a live local band straight out of Studio D. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep all the great programming going. So please, send a check or donate online at WMFO.org. Thanks so much from all of us volunteers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
WMFO in Medford.
All American half pounder. Pure beef patty. Lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
We're metal radio. It's yellow, it tastes like chicken.
I know you like two things I like. Ooh. Chicken and chicks.
Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
We had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other.
what do you guys think of plastic sushi?
I think you shouldn't eat it.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO メッフォード 91.5FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, you.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right. It's not just a radio show. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where. Mixed up in between and on top of the music. And this being a plastic sushi, we always start off with some Japanese music. And then we go genre jumping, mixing it up with jazz, funk, punk, electronic, country, disco, metal, as many different styles as we possibly can. And that's what makes it different from a Tears of the Gods sound collage, where we'll always have a featured artist, one or more of them, some kind of features for you. And we go deep there, exploring things. We're going to be exploring plenty of things about colors this evening. That's our theme. And in particular, we're going to be hearing some classic public service messages from the Ohio Outdoor Notebook about why leaves change their colors in the fall, and about particular kinds of colorful moths even further on in the program. So we started off with a Japanese band called Bisexual, and that was a song called Yellow. And backing me up right now is the Slackmates and their very cool cover of Green Onions from this excellent compilation album, Chinese Checkers. Well, oh yes, and I wanted to mention, WMFO, we're in the second week of our fundraising drive, we told you a little bit about all the great shows as we began the show with that Treasures fundraising message. And I'd like to urge you, if you haven't yet, go to WMFO.org, donate.WMFO.org, and it's very easy to make a donation. And you can specify one or more favorite shows. Although, any money that you give is appreciated, so thank you. Well, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with, of course, another Japanese band. And here's one of, well, three fine ladies from Osaka, Japan. Here's Brown Mushrooms by Shonen Knife on the Plastic Sushi Sound Collage on WMFO and Naver.
Yeah. you, I promise. And I was like banking on it.
Submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a this is killer bee season in the Northwoods, so don't provoke any flying yellow thing. You're just asking for trouble.
To blue. I can't write poems, but I've been told I have many other good qualities.
Red roses for a blue lady. Mr. Florist, take my order, please. We had a silly quarrel the other day. I hope these pretty flowers chase her blues away. Red roses for a blue lady. Send them to the sweetest girl in town. If they do the trick, I'll hurry back to pick your best white orchid for her wedding gown. They do the trick, I'll hurry back to pick your best white orchid for her wedding gown.
So, what'd you do in school today?
Well, I broke in my purple clogs.
It's time for Mother Nature to show off her wildest colors in Ohio's forests. Watch as she paints our woodlands red, gold, yellow, and orange. Hi, I'm Josiah Wade, and this is the Ohio Outdoor Notebook. Ever wonder what causes this annual colorful transformation? Fall's shorter days and cooler temperatures kick off chemical reactions within tree leaves. The production of the color green slows down. As green fades, the brighter colors that have always been there can now shine through. Tree leaves with a high sugar content, such as maples, oaks, and sweet gums, undergo an additional chemical change, adding red and purple to the palette. Find the best places to enjoy nature's artwork by calling 1-800-BUCKEYE or visiting the Department of Natural Resources on the Internet. This is a public service of the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and this station.
Tonight, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, our theme is colors. Celebrating fall colors in that last public service message by Josiah Wade. Yes, the Ohio Outdoor Notebook, Why Leaves Change Color. And before that, a song by Deep Purple that some people think is the greatest rock and roll song ever. The story behind that is Ritchie Blackmore and the other Deep Purple band members were hanging out on a bus being interviewed by a journalist who asked them, well, how do you write songs? And Ritchie Blackmore picked up his Strat, unplugged, and just started chugging away with that riff. And, well, that's the story of Highway Star. Before that, Andy Williams, Red Roses for a Blue Lady. And Beck, Burnt Orange Peel. Prior to that, The Beatles and Ringo Starr singing Yellow Submarine. As opposed to right now, Backing Me Up, George Martin, their producer, was really responsible for this orchestral production, which is Yellow Submarine in Pepperland. My ambient bed music right now. And then before The Beatles, something from Druid Stone, a version of the traditional song Green Sleeves. Also a holiday Christmas song as it is. Although we're not quite ready for that yet. And we started off the set with the three Japanese rockin' women from Osaka that comprise Shonen Knife. That was Brown Mushrooms. Well, let's continue with our genre jumping mix of music. But once again, let's begin with a Japanese band. And this is a kind of jazz-based trio. Duo, really. Although they've got other musicians who are involved. But Gantity. And this is continuing on with our theme of colors. Green Mailbox. And we'll be hearing after this from the Blue Rider Trio, New Order, Johnny Winter. Another message from the Ohio Outdoor Notebook and Funkadelic. Here on the Plastic Sushi Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford. Thank you.
vast majority of your 20 million Negro brothers smothering in an airtight cage of poverty in the midst of an affluent society. And you suddenly find your tongue twisted and your speech stammering as you seek to explain to your six-year-old daughter why she can't go through the public amusement park and see her developing an unconscious bitterness toward white people. And you have to concoct an answer for a five-year-old son who is asking, Daddy, why do white people treat colored people so mean? You are humiliated day in and day out by nagging signs reading white and colored. And your first name becomes nigger. Your middle name becomes boy, however old you are. And your last name becomes John. Your wife and mother are never given the respected title Mrs. And you are harried by day and haunted by night by the fact that you are a Negro, living constantly at tiptoe stand, never quite knowing what to expect next. A plague with inner fears and outer resentment. And you are forever fighting a degrading and degenerating sense of nobody. Then you will understand why we find it difficult to wait.
bet my sweet Pippi had lost.
Thank you.
With a wingspan of 6 inches, the beautiful Cecropia moth is the largest silk moth in North America. Hard to believe it was once an ugly green caterpillar. Hi, I'm Josiah Wade, and this is the Ohio Outdoor Notebook. The Cecropia is rarely seen because it flies only at night, which is a shame because its coloration is remarkable. Dark brown wings are decorated with white flecks, red crescents, black eye spots, and red and tan bands. The body and head appear to be furry and have red, black, and white stripes. The legs are red, and the males have large, red, feathery antennae. Cecropia moths come out of their cocoons in late May or early June. They live about 2 weeks, and in that time, they find a mate, and the female lays more than 100 eggs. This is a public service of the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and this station.
The following program is brought to you in living color. Plastic.
Strawberry. こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
A luscious bitch, she is true. But it's not nice to fool Mother Nature. The proud mother of God, like all hoes, is jealous of her own shadow. Who is this young big catty bitch who wished to be queen for a day? Who would sacrifice the great grandsons and daughters of her jealous mother by sucking their brains?
Oh, I got something.
Come on now. Come on now. God damn. Come on, can you just punch me in or something? Come on, let me finish this. What's that? I'll take it. I'll do that. Okay, I'll say this. I'll just be really serious. It's a gross motherfucker.